voting this on?
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Elevate Tuscaloosa fails.
That was the result of months of work from Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox and his team, a plan that would have funded more than $500 million in municipal projects killed in a few seconds. Mayor Maddox says the city badly needs the extra funding to remain viable into the future.
For Tuscaloosa, we've got three things on our horizon that we must address, even though we're in good times now. Number one is our economy is shifting from a retail-based economy to an experience-based. The second, the University of Alabama has reached its peak enrollment. Now our task goes from how do we recruit students into our city of how do we retain them. The third thing is lack of workforce. In Tuscaloosa today, or in 2021, we will be 5,000 people short of filling available jobs.
The plan was to leverage the city's historically low municipal tax rate.
We only get 2% of city sales tax. Our competition, Huntsville, 4.5%, Birmingham, 4%, Hoover, 3.5%, Mobile, 5 cents. So we're at a very low rate.
And use it to address those challenges.
Take that one penny and invest it into expanding pre-K, providing dual enrollment scholarships, providing career technical and workforce development scholarships, investing in a new conference center, creating experience venues, whether it was baseball, softball, to take advantage of the growth of sports tourism, which, by the way, grew by 20% last year. So what we were trying to do was reshift our community with this investment, not invest in anything that we're doing today, but invest for tomorrow.
That conference center idea in particular isn't just popular with Mayor Maddox.
Tupelo, Mississippi, I've always wondered what they have. It's a multi-purpose event center where they can have the monster truck shows and all that craziness.
That's Kip Tyner, a Tuscaloosa city councilman.
And then by that night or even the next day, they can host the Miss Mississippi pageant. And the tourism people tell me this too. If we could have events, they could fill it almost every weekend.
Despite that, Tyner has consistently opposed the Elevate proposal. He says it's a philosophical difference.
Sales tax is a very regressive tax, and it hurts the least among us the most. We had just raised 6% increase on water, which I did not vote for, but that passed, and then we had the gas tax knowing it was coming, and then to add 10 cents on the dollar, I think we're just really... It's just too much.
Maddox agrees that a sales tax is regressive, but he says there isn't much other option for a municipality to raise money in Alabama.
Unfortunately, the rules of the game currently under Alabama's archaic racist constitution limits the city's ability to do something.
Maddox says raising this level of funding through other means like property or occupation taxes is arduous, if not impossible. He agrees the tax isn't ideal, however.
Not having an education, that's regressive. Not being able to have a good paying job, that's regressive. Not be able to have good roads, good infrastructure, that's regressive. Not being able to have a high quality of life and compete with other great cities in our country, that is regressive. And so, and sometimes in politics, we always tend to lean on what we can't do instead of what we need to do.
Tyner illustrated some other concerns the city council had with Elevate. One was that the proposal just felt too big.
You can't earmark 21 projects. We have a city council election and a mayoral election in 2 years. What if we all get beat? Well, the next mayor, the next council can do away with all of it, or they can change the direction.
Maddox says the important thing to keep in mind is that these are pressing issues.
None of us are more important than the city that we serve. If I get beat the next election, the people will have hired who they believe they've hired. We get elected to deal with what's in front of us today. And these are challenges that are confronting our city. And we can either be ahead of those challenges, or we can let them dictate our future.
Another concern for the council was the pace of discussion. Tyner says they only received the information on the plan a week before it was made public.
Which came as a surprise to a lot of the council because that was such a short period. You certainly couldn't take it all in within a week.
The measure then went through rapid revisions and work sessions, doubling from $250 million to $500 million in scope before coming to a vote in just 2 months.
And so that was a question that almost every work session that came about was, what is the rush? You know, this is major. And, you know, once if it had passed, it's not going away. I've never known a tax that was temporary.
Now that the council has had some time to breathe, it appears some members have flipped. Here's what Councilwoman Phyllis Odom said at last week's city council meeting.
At this time, I would like to ask that the mayor's proposal to elevate Tuscaloosa be placed on next week's finance committee agenda for discussion. I believe that the proposal should be considered as it was presented, but only with the understanding that any sales tax increase be effective at the time the city is able to eliminate the city's portion of sales taxes on groceries.
Odom was the deciding vote against Elevate Tuscaloosa back in March. This modified version hinges on the state passing legislation to allow Tuscaloosa the leeway to exempt groceries from its municipal sales tax. If that fails, the Tuscaloosa News reports Odom is open to other proposals offsetting the tax increase, such as a cut in garbage collection fees. Sooner or later, the measure will come before the city council for another vote, and that result will have major implications for Tuscaloosa's future. For Councilman Kip Tyner, he's just happy to have a moment to breathe.
In fact, someone Facebooked me this week and started on me on a Sunday, and I said, please, I want to, I said, Lee, don't talk to me anything you want. Just don't ask me anything about Elevate. I've had to wake up in sweats in the middle of the night with Elevate, you know, of my ceiling.
I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News in Tuscaloosa.